Want Midna Back podcast. I am your host, Midna Fan 10039. Joining me today, we have Camaro Squid.
Howdy.
Says Zelda Lord 12345.
Hello, world.
Today, we shall be discussing The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds for the Nintendo 3DS. So, I have prepared a couple of questions for our guests and myself to answer. So, let's jump right into those after I ask them how their week has gone so far. Let's start with the Zelda Lord 12345.
Level grinding. All weekend, I have been level grinding to get every child in Fire Emblem Awakening. Probably at least 15 hours so far this weekend. I need a life.
Yeah.
How about you, Camaro Squid?
Oh, I've been just playing my PlayStation Vita Jack and Daxter collection. I've been playing for Jack 2 this weekend. I'm pretty close to finishing it, I think. So after I finish Jack 2, I'm going to move back to Jack 3. This game really makes me think, oh, wow, I wish I had a PS2 back in the day when I had a GameCube.
What I've been doing this week is pretty much just getting back into the routine of going to university and all that fun stuff. And that's about it. Anyways, let's get right into our topic. So our first question is, do you like the art style of this game so far?
It's decent.
Yeah, it's alright. It's hard to tell from an art style from a top-down perspective, but my biggest gripe is it being a top-down game, but the art style, it works. It's not like it's going to matter because, I mean, it's a tribute to a pixel game, like a sprite game, Link to the Past, so it's sort of hard to transfer that into a new art style.
Indeed. I also think that the art style for Link Between Worlds is a bit cartoony, as Nintendo's trying to make it like more like Spirit Track.
Yeah, it's cartoony, but that's how like the artwork for Link to the Past sort of was too. But yeah, that's definitely what they're going for, is cartoony in a sense.
Yeah, but I think it's pretty good so far. We'll have to see what the finished product looks like, but it's all right so far. Do you think it's a good idea that Nintendo decided to make a new game for the 3DS, or do you think they should focus on creating something new?
They should have focused on the Wii U. We've already got plenty of games, from Fire Emblem Awakening to Ocarina of Time, Down Pats. A majority of the Virtual Console games. The 3DS is just doing well to me.
Yeah, I think they're focusing too much on the 3DS. It's just like, oh, there's nothing to play on the Wii U, but teams working on the different game.
I'm going to have to agree with you guys that Nintendo probably should have focused on creating something for the Wii U rather than make another game for the 3DS, because Pikmin 3 to me was short and everyone's kind of done playing that. So if Nintendo can keep a steady lineup for the Wii U titles coming out, like they're trying to do with Super Mario 3D World and all of the upcoming games after that, then that would have been great to see, like, with The Legend of Zelda come in, like, at the very end or something.
Yeah, that's, like, my biggest gripe with this year's E3. It's just, like, oh, after the conference, Miyamoto or someone said that they could have shown off the new Zelda, but they didn't. They holded it back. So I'm like, what the heck?
But, like I said, the game still looks fun. What enemies or bosses would you like to see? So, like, any from Link to the Past, or any bosses or enemies from previous Zelda titles?
Star Lord. I don't care how they put it in, just as long as there's Star Lord. I was even okay with him in Link's crossbow training, I like him that much.
I kinda hope we see a Beast Ganon again. Like, the big blue pig Ganon, but yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Most likely.
I'd definitely like to see Octoroks, because, like, they're a classic enemy. But maybe also Goma from Ocarina of Time. I don't know how that would work, but kind of cool.
getting all those 10-second Goma videos on YouTube.
Probably one of the easiest bosses in any of the games.
In-game history.
Any special dungeon or item that you'd like to see in the game?
Mainly the hookshots. Or the switch hook from the Oracle games.
I just thought of something, actually. It would be kind of cool to see a dungeon entirely cased in gold. Because, well, gold's a theme that's always happening in Zelda games, especially with the box arts here in North America, but a dungeon revolving around the theme of gold would be kind of cool.
How would the dungeon item work?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe if you turn all the enemies gold and then you get 3 times the amount of rupees you would normally.
Yeah, that's my biggest gripe with the Zelda franchise right now, is how they have, like, the formula. It's just, it's so stale. It's just like, get the dungeon item, fight the boss with the dungeon item. It's just, it's so predictable. It's like, it's not even like, it's just in each change, so.
They can make bosses step hard while retaining that formula. It's just not easy.
Yeah, maybe they should, like, try and switch it up so that you're using more than just the one item that you get in that dungeon to defeat the boss. But anyways, for me, I'd like to see an item that maybe make Link look like an Octorok or something so that he can shoot rocks out of his mouth. And maybe a special dungeon for this game could be maybe a paper dungeon. So, like, you know how Link looks like a drawing, right?
Paper Mario ripoff.
Sort of, yeah. I think that would be kind of cool if they decided to make a dungeon that looked like paper.
I'd like to see how they put that into boss battles.
Yeah, that's another thing, is that maybe they could try and use the 2 screens to kind of make a boss battle that uses Link's ability to warp into the wall. So, we've talked about how, like, there are different dungeons and whether it was a good idea for the 3DS or the Wii U. But since this is going to be on the Want Minda Back forum and on the main page, what are the chances that Minda will be in the Dark World of this game?
Minimal.
0 to none. You don't even have to, like, question why I'm asking or saying that, but yeah.
I'm going to agree with you guys that Minda probably won't be in the game, but if memory serves me correctly, aren't they, like, in 2 different timelines? I haven't memorized the timeline, but I think they are.
They are in different timelines.
Yeah, so it probably won't happen. So, we've sort of touched on The Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks and The Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass, but both of those games use the stylus to control Link. So do you think we'll get to see that control style again, or do you think maybe buttons will come back? Or
Nintendo's already confirmed that we're not. They're sticking to buttons.
Yeah, it's been confirmed that they're just sticking to buttons. If I have the option to use the stylus, I might use it, but probably not.
Yeah, I was hoping that they were going to switch back to buttons, because, I don't know, stylus just doesn't feel as comfortable as using buttons. But who knows, there might be a way that you can switch between the control schemes, or at least, you know, perhaps use the stylus for, like, puzzle or something.
Or make it possible to do everything with either the buttons or the stylus.
And then there's that, yeah. Who knows what the future holds except for Nintendo. Okay, so since this is going to be on 3DS, do you think there will be any sort of importance to 3D and the puzzles, or do you think the 3D will just make the game look nice?
I don't think the 3D will be used that much. Mainly because kids won't be able to have an easy time with 3D.
They're probably going to use it. I remember they saying something about it being used in a unique way, but I think it's more or less just to work with the top-down setting more than anything. In fact, you can probably tell from that by a trailer you can download on the eShop and watch that. You can actually sort of see how that works out. It's a creepy.
I still yet to watch that trailer, actually.
Go download it now.
I have other things to do.
I'm going to say that the 3D will not play any importance in the puzzles, mostly just because... Have you guys heard of the Nintendo 2DS that was announced recently?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you can play this game on the Nintendo 2DS, then there's not really much point to the 3D in the puzzles, and I think that 3D effect will just make the game look good. So we've sort of touched on the Dark World, but here's another question for the Dark World. Do you think that the Dark World will be playable only in the second half of the game, or do you think that will be coming and going from...
Probably during the latter half of the game.
Yeah, I agree with that, but who really knows?
I'm hoping that maybe there'll be like a side quest or something that makes you go back and forth between the Dark World and the Light World, just because that would be kind of awesome. And also, maybe that would be like a way to unlock. You know how they had the big Goron sword in the Ocarina of Time game?
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to see something like that in this game. It all depends on what Nintendo wants to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, some games in the Legend of Zelda series have had very tough difficulty levels, like the first one and Zelda 2. But then we have the easy ones, such as Ocarina of Time and Wind Waker. So, that brings us to... What difficulty do you think this game will have? Do you think it'll be more like a geared toward younger players and be easier, or do you think though that this will be geared toward maybe veterans of the series and be tougher, or perhaps it'll have a selection of modes and difficulties?
I think that they're going to have difficulty modes. And I just really hope they do with how easy the series becomes.
It's probably going to be a bit hard and a bit easy. It's probably going to be in between. It might gear towards casuals, but it also might gear towards the veterans of the series. I really don't know, but I'm hoping that it's like in between, because I think that's the best way to go. In between. Hard and easy at the same time. Medium difficulty.
I'm hoping that perhaps there will be a selection of modes and difficulties, just because, like, if you have the veteran who wants, like, a more tough Zelda experience and maybe wants more enemies to defeat or whatever, then Nintendo should hopefully include, like, a hard mode or something. Or, like, you know how Ocarina of Time had that Master Quest or whatever?
They're probably going to add in a hero mode.
So what is the most interesting aspect of this game that we've seen so far? So, like, is it... Link going into the wall? Is it like a special enemy, or is it a different world that Link can travel to? What do you think?
Link turning into paper. That's just something I really hope they'll take advantage of with puzzles.
Yeah, we can only hope that it's not overused.
Maybe the story, but I don't know. It's just there's a lot of possibilities with the stories with the Zelda franchise. It's just Nintendo doesn't take advantage of it, but. Like, there's so much possibilities there, so, like, they really need to take advantage of that. But what am I looking forward to? Probably just the game itself. I'm not really looking forward to the game itself, because, like I already said it before, I don't like top-down Zelda games all that much. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, I guess, just as it's a game.
I definitely think that the hammer is the most interesting aspect. I think it's going to be overlooked by many, but I think Nintendo will have some cool ideas for it. I also hope that the Dark World, it might have like a different map than the Light World, but we'll have to wait and see again, since it is an upcoming game. But I definitely think it's one that we'll be getting in the near future, possibly by the... No, did Nintendo already set a release date? I forget. I think Nintendo said it was going to come out in November, right?
Second.
Yeah. So, will you be purchasing the game when it comes out? And if so, what form of media are you going to get it in? So, like, the hard digital copy or the from the eShop?
Jog over to GameStop and buy the hard copy.
Hard copy, because obviously I'm not going to let take up space on the tiny little SD card that's in the system itself. But yeah, hard copy.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get it on the hard copy just because I have... Well, I think that the box art looks kind of pretty.
It's gold.
Is it? Was that confirmed? Yes.
It's gold, yeah.
Nice. Maybe it'll come with a gold stylus.
But yeah, even if they come out with the digital version first, like they're doing that with the Wind Waker HD, they're coming out with it on September 20th, the digital version, September 20th, and they're releasing the hard copy on October 4th for Wind Waker HD. If they do something like that for this game, I'm obviously just going to still stick with the hard copy because I'm not all that hyped for it. In fact, I'm more hyped for Wind Waker HD. In fact, I'm thinking of actually buying both the digital and hard copy.
I'm probably going to be getting it in the hard copy just because of the gold. Well, I didn't know that at the time, but I'm probably just going to get it because otherwise it just feels cheap. Like, that's one of the main reasons why I don't download a lot of games, because it just feels cheaper. And so, that brings us to the news. On the main page of the site, we have that Zelda Lord is playing through Oracle of Ages. How's that going?
Actually, I beat it a while ago. The rest of the parts are already up as drafts and are ready to go anytime. I just don't want to put multiple parts up in a row.
Also, we have another entry by Rachel. She is going through how Bindo has changed her personality in the Twilight Princess game, and she started with Introduction and Forest Temple. That was a good, relatively good read. And how about you guys? What do you think of the article?
It could have been better, but it was the first one.
Yeah, it's definitely different than what she wrote in the past, like the companion comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
The mailbag, if you don't already know, is where we get questions from people who have listened to our podcast. We do not have any messages, so that means no questions for us to answer.
That will change next week.
Well, I think it will. If you want to send us a question, you can either do that via the forums, and you can private message Bindum's podcast, or you can email wantbindumbackpodcast@hotmail.com, and we'll make sure to answer your questions as soon as we get them for the next podcast. And with that, we come to our last part, where you can contact us. So you can contact me, MindaFan10039, on the forums. You can also contact me on Facebook at McCullough-Willy-Kebba, and through the Mario Party Legacy forum at MindaFan10039, and that's it for me. On to Fez.
The only way you can contact me is through the forums. That's pretty much it.
You can contact me, Camaro Squid, on Twitter by Camaro Squid. You can also contact me via the forums on What Made the Back by Camaro Squid. And you can also contact me by my email address, pikmin241@hotmail.com.
Thank you all for listening. And thanks again for joining me, Fez and Camaro Squid. Do you have any last words that you'd like to say to any people listening?
Leave your comment below.
Bye.